You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And we're going to talk about the most critical point, Joy is the work of the Lord and the Holy Spirit
himself.
Our God is a God that causes us to be joy. In the presence of the Lord is always a joy. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9, it says, the Lord has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. The Lord God has anointed Christ with the oil of gladness. More than all of his companions. So you don't get any sent out from old God. You gave Christ more than God and gladness much for me. I'll tell you that the oil of gladness drips on you a little bit. You'd be more crazy than this man. Not only would you lie in your sleep, but in the day you will lie. Because the joy comes from the
infant.
I don't know if you've experienced joy to the point where your tears just keep flowing. A large conference, or your quiet time with God, or you're walking with the Lord, the presence of the Lord causes your tears to flow. It is the immediate work. Joy is the immediate work of the Holy Spirit. It is something that the Holy Spirit does in our
lives.
Particularly when we come across something that we cannot overcome ourselves. And a lot of times, maybe we're hurt to the point we feel that our hearts are crushed. But the Holy Spirit anoints us with the oil of gladness. The anointing of that Holy Spirit brings about comfort, brings about healing, and it's joy to the Lord. And I remember in 1988, after the 15 hours of surgery that I went through. And as time passed, the surgeries that I went through, I could wake up from the anesthesia in about 40 minutes. But that day, I was struggling for over 5 hours. So I felt like I was lying there. I was ran over by a truck. I couldn't move at all. I was sitting there for a good time in life. And I remember the doctor came and told my two older brothers to pick me up on my arms and just even forced me to walk and were dragging me across. And they said if I stayed lying there for a prolonged period of time, I would start to develop a loss of So they picked me up on the arms, cheered them, and they started dragging my feet and dragging me across the ground, and I started trying to move. And these physical pain and even the hurt that we have while in service, a lot of times the Lord brings about healing because he's anointed. 多少人在百姓中保罗不称在万难中都是欢欢喜喜的，这是只有神才能够做的。 And Paul says that even in tribulation he may be joyed. This is only something that God can do. 多少人殉道者在那里被火烧的时候竟然能够称是他们的神。 And so many martyrs they were giving up their lives and they're able to sing and rejoice and praise God.
当尸体旁边的人石头把他打得打死的时候，他那个算的神原谅自己的敬拜。
And when Stephen was being stoned to death, he's able to actually worship God still.
就是在特殊的事情里面，你会发现神从来不丢手。
And you discover that in these critical and special circumstances,
God will never forsake us. 但是要
turn to God.
那主的灵是要叫我们安慰一直的死的人。
The Spirit of God always comforts us and causes us to rejoice.
所以接下来加前书第一章第六节，保罗说：“你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。”
First Thessalonians chapter 1 says, "Having received the word of much affliction, the joy of the Holy Spirit will be joy."
这个喜乐不是挤牙膏出来的。
This joy is not something you squeeze by squeezing a toothpaste.
这是圣灵赐。
But coming the Holy Spirit,
第一个来说，第一章说是圣灵高你喜乐也高我。
Hebrews chapter 1 says, "With an anointing and an oil of anointing upon you."
而以赛亚书的十一章讲到主耶稣与以赛亚的启示，他的 ministry。
And Isaiah chapter 21 speaks of the ministry of the Messiah.
主的灵在世上的时候，讲到是传福音给贫穷的人听。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon him that he may preach the good news.
让他叫差他要医好伤心的人。
That he heal the broken hearted.
外包被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
Proclaim liberty to the captive。
啊，就像经上讲起来，讲到要赐华冠与西安悲哀的人，带着灰尘。
And then it says, "If you then beauty and ashes, instead of mourning."
也就是说，他用喜乐油代替悲哀。
And all of joy for mourning.
用赞美衣代替忧伤的人。
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
用赞美衣代替忧伤的人。代替。
And you see all these substitutions and substitutes.
这是圣灵给
的。But it's something the Holy Spirit said in
Jesus. 对
吗？The Holy Spirit personally
taught. 所以我们愿意把自己的忧伤交给主，他就把他的喜乐交给我们。
And as we're willing to give the Lord our sorrows, He will give us His joy.
如果我们自己去解决自己的忧伤的话，你发现你很难。
If we try to resolve our own sorrow, you discover it's very hard for you to get out of it.
有时候我们伤害受到多大一个地步的时候，这个伤害会变成很毒的，那很痛。
A lot of times these thorns that comes to us and may accumulate to the point where we become bitter.
如果我们早一点把我们的忧伤的灵交给主，
他就是用赞美来替代。And as soon as we give the Lord our spirit of sorrow, the more the sooner he will give us the spiritual.
我们把悲哀交给他，他用喜乐的油。
And again, we give our heaviness to him, he will give us the spiritual.
那这是第一件事情。第二件事情是讲到我们圣灵的讲究。
Secondly, it has to do with us.
所以就是我们今天讲的在圣灵里的喜乐。
And this is what we're talking about.Being joyful in the Holy Spirit.
当我们把圣经上所有关于喜乐的经文读出来的时候
，And when we go and study all the scriptures concerning the word of joy,
我们发现的第一个特点是它用的形容词很强烈。
And the very first thing we discover is all the adjectives concerning joy is very, very strong.
而我们发现的第二个特点是这个喜乐其实是有条件的。
And secondly, we discover that this joy is actually conditional.
在客观的事实上，基督已经完全给我们了，包保留的给我们。
From a tragic point of view, this is something that the Lord has, joy is something the Lord has already given us.
But in our 主观的经历上，如何让这些的应许实际出来呢？能够成为我们的圣经。
But theologically speaking, how do we allow all these realities to become something that is real in our lives?
我在这里正好为我们这个机会有一个答题。第一件事情，强调在圣灵里的祷告和我的喜乐。
As we conclude, I want to come and look at the joy that comes from praying this spirit.
有受苦的呢，他就应该去祷告，对不对
？Those who are in pain, you need to go pray.
因为怎么样，我们今天不管你的光景怎么样
，No matter what condition you are in today,
如果我们羡慕比我现在的光景更好的话
，We desire to be in a better condition than I am today.
永远就是一条路
，There's only but one way.
Turn to God.
Turn to God.
转向主。
Turn to God.
如果你刚犯罪，痛苦的要死，曾经控告的要死
，If you just sin and you're under condemnation of evil.
我们绝不需要想象。
The only thing we can do is God.
我们刚刚受的伤害，受的激动
，we were hurt, we were moved.
怎么能够平息里面的波浪？
How do I calm the storm that is inside me?
怎么样能够安抚里面的伤痕？
How do I turn to the world within me?
决定性的转向主。
Only comes from turning to God.
所以说，这边在圣灵里的祷告都有个喜乐，说到我们就是回，就是转向主。
So the prayer in the Holy Spirit rejoices in that.The very act of turning to God.
有一些经文我们都很熟，以赛亚在以赛亚书都是用的名词。
We know this particular verse very well, used in the book of Isaiah.
好的，以赛亚书35:53都用了我们熟。
Let's read it together.
而且耶和华自属的名必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得到欢喜快乐。忧愁叹息尽都逃避，就大家注意到啊，当我们归回的时候
，If you return to the summer's free return，
什么叫做归回？就是 make a
U。What is to return is making a U-turn to God。
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God。
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God。
什么时候我们都可以180度转向
？Regardless of what condition you're in， you can make a U-turn to God。
你现在
，Even right now，
如果你的心还是不能集中在信息上面。
If your heart and your mind cannot focus on the things you're doing, you're still bound by the worries of this world.
任何时候 anytime, make a U-turn to God.
You can make a U-turn to God.
当我们转向神的时候
whenever you turn to God,
然后就从神的眼中永乐一定回到他的身上
The everlasting joy will be upon your head.
就在那翻译啊，就是从 everlasting joy.
And let's again look at the word everlasting.
好，这是因为我刚刚开始讲的那一个笑话，你觉得好笑
？Sorry, this.I told you that you thought was funny, so you lie.
我不说，我只是想那个气氛是时间下的全世界的，然后给你再说一下。
You don't need to think about the joke, but I just said, oh, I'll laugh it again.
这个笑话笑过一次，第二次不会笑。
These jokes, if you're once laugh the first time, you won't laugh again the second time.
但是神给的喜乐是 everlasting joy.
But the joy that God gives is an everlasting joy.
他说，永乐必归到他的头上。
Everlasting joy will be on their head.
他们必得到欢喜快乐。
They shall obtain joy and gladness.
就是很多的翻译说到他们会得到欢喜快乐。
A lot of scriptures they shall receive.
我蛮喜欢 NIV 的这里的翻译。
I like the translation and not being this particular verse.
它是 gradually coming to joy will overtake them.
It says gradually joy will overtake them.
其实这个喜乐啊，他们是的。
This gladness, this joy will grab a hold of them.
不光是我们会得到，他们就是这个来抓住你的。
Not only that we will lay hold of them, but they're like they're chasing us. They're grabbing us.
我这边抓住你，就是你逃都逃不掉，你必须得不
走。We'll overtake you. You can't run from that.
我们真的看过那些上帝在最深处的人，这件事情突然间圣灵的血流由高的时候做事情。
And we see when sisters were in deep sorrow, deep hurt, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit lays hold of them, overcomes them, and they rejoice and they laugh.
因此不是因为受了多大的刺激是伤的
，It's not because the hurt is so severe that they lost their mind.
而是圣灵用油把他的伤包起来了。
If this oil of gladness has encompassed them and they can't be sorrowful anymore, because they know the child is the presence of God.
现在虽然上舍不得，但是从里面得到了大的安慰。
And though emotionally we can't seemingly endure it, but we are comforted by the Lord.
我听到好几个弟兄姊妹，当然包括有包括女性的，曾经做过见证，最亲爱的牧师或是母亲去世的时候，那个痛苦上没有办法得到安慰。
I've heard many friends who testify, including Sister Nancy, that their parents passed away that hurt, that they feel out of normal, they couldn't be comforted.
但他们的祷告就转向主的时候，上帝就说出来的喜乐安慰里。
But whenever they begin to pray, they turn to the Lord, this unspeakable comfort was found in Jesus.
现在心里面还是舍不得，但心里面不是那样子的痛苦。
And the heart still feels a sense of loss, but it's no longer an agony and pain.
他们说忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And then the scripture says the sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
你看这个C.S. Lewis 说，你如果突然一下子这个杀到地下室地窖里面去的时候
，C.S. Lewis would say that if all of a sudden you were thrown into the dungeon,
那老鼠是那个死掉
，and you discover all the rats and start to run away from you.
就是你如果顶着灯下去了，全部老鼠都逃光光。
Come down with a torch, you see that they begin to disperse.
那个死
亡 ，and like they're fleeing away from you.
忧愁其实是控制住了。 sorrow and crying, oftentimes they want to grab a little, hold on to it. How you make sure that they have no power to put on to you, and even to the point that they want to run from you. And the scripture says that there's only one way, and that is turning to God.
所以我们在书中，在圣经里的祷告，主一定是这样的。And
I ask all of you that in your sorrows, turn to the Lord and pray. The Lord will comfort us.
因为我们说到什么叫祷告，祷告叫做人与神在圣灵中的相会与相交。And
what is prayer? Prayer is a communion between God and man and the Spirit.
当我们真的在灵里面进入到神的同在的时候，我们一定得到神。When
in the spirit we see an angel in the presence of God, we will be joined.
当我们被神祷告的时候，这个怀心祷告里面说：“我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，今天全部发喜。”And
our sister Helen prayed that my heart is glad, my heart rejoices.哎，你想，你为什么祷告的时候，上一句呢？So what's the phrase before these words?
因为将耶和华常摆在我面前。
Because I always set the Lord before me.
当我们把主真摆在面前。
We choose to set the Lord always before.
如果主现在不在我们面前，我们回转向他，把他摆在面前。
If the Lord is not in front of us, then whenever we turn to the Lord, He is in us.
我的心就不自由了。So
my heart will no longer be moved and shaken.
然后我的心。
And every single day of our lives, as long as the Lord is put in the right place, the things that follow are for consequence.
That's
God's responsibility, not ours. Your heart is glad, your heart rejoices, that's a result. So the very first thing I would encourage everyone, learn to pray in the Spirit.
每一次在祷告中，让自己跟主单独面对面的相会，每次都是对神的事。And
pray come face to face by yourself with God. It's a precious moment.
不是生活忙忙忙忙忙忙，累累累累累累到一个地步都不清醒了。可是你一清醒来的时候，哎呀，你会觉得。
And so often we get so busy in our lives to the point that we're so heavy. As soon as you turn to the Lord and you come to that point of quietness, you know this is the place I ought to be.
We don't need
anyone to command you. There's one thing that you cannot do without. You know at that very moment, I cannot do without.
第二个事情，就来到圣灵里的事，因着圣灵里的事，放到我的心中。Secondly,
the joy that comes in serving in the Holy Spirit.
我们说到当你真爱一个人的时候，and
when we say that when you truly love someone,
第一件事情，你开始要花时间跟他在一起。The
very first thing is you have to spend time with that person.
如果你都不想花时间跟他在一起的话，你现在跟他在一起。If
you don't want to spend time with that person, don't marry that person.
因为你跟他在一起根本不是真爱，because
you really doesn't, he really doesn't love you.
因为他们一直想花时间。If
you really love that person, you will want to spend time with
that person.
Secondly, and very naturally, you want that person to be happy. You want to do the thing that is according to that person's heart.
Like,
oftentimes we sing, oh, what a joy that comes from serving the Lord. And I remind everyone in our prayer meeting, service and serving Jesus, there has got to be an equal sign between these two phrases. And whenever that equal sign disappears in our services, there's something wrong. We get tired, we will complain, we want to give up. And we need to be brought back to that place and realize, I stand for the Lord. Whatever I've done to my brothers and sisters, I've done for the Lord.
这是非常重要的事啊。
This is very important.
第三个，应该圣灵里生活习事和有的是的。
Thirdly, the joy that comes from living in the Holy Spirit.
而且我们不光要在圣灵里得靠圣灵得圣灵者靠圣灵行事。
And Paul says, not only be born of the Spirit, but to live upon the Spirit.
我们要live in the Spirit.
We need to live each day in the Spirit.
不光是你，而是神，你要领受这圣灵，活的是神，而且圣灵活的是神。而于是要靠水活，但是你不是光用喂水让鱼活的。妈妈弄来水，因为她一样供一个小时，出去刚刚给食物，一个喂点水。然后，妈妈会feed her baby with milk.
So you feed the fish with water and fulfill it. When you're really walking in the Spirit,
这个保证是我们这个随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
And those who are mindful of the Spirit, who live according to the Spirit, be mindful of the Spirit.
而随从圣灵的人是生命和平安。
And those who live according to the Spirit is a peace. And
life.
So when we live each day and each moment in the Spirit, our life and peace will also come. I can't go into the specific details of the secret of joy. Other than the fact that it's the work of the Holy Spirit of Himself. On our side, I can only very quickly pull them out to you, but we need to pray for them when we go home. I only want to focus on one or two of those items. Very first one, learn to obey the Lord. Obedience is the source of joy.
大比就是说，神的旨意从什么哪里让你做事的？
Brother Darby says, whatever the Spirit of the Lord can move, there is joy.
我想我们就这个点，就是我最常常的都讲，然后这个读神的读书，咱们第十节到十一节。
John chapter 15.
这是昨天早晨提到的时候，于是那个在提到的时候讲这些经，我们一起读。
John chapter 15, verse 9-11.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这就是我已经对你们说了，并且我要叫你们的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。但是你总告诉我们说，当我们肯遵从他圣子的时候。
And here the Lord says, "Well, you're willing to obey my command."
接下来的结果是我们住在他的爱里。
And the consequence of that is that we will abide in His law.
而当我们遵守在他爱里的时候，
we're really abiding in His law.
就是接下来另外两个结果。
And the consequence will follow.
第一个叫我们喜乐怎么样存在你们心里。
And His joy will remain in us.
大家注意那个翻译法中的 key word.
The key word that is being translated.
The joy 可以 remain 可以保留在里面。
That my joy may remain or be kept inside of you.
很多时候不是我们不喜乐，是喜乐不能长久。
And a lot of times not because we can't be joyful, but the joy is
not. 不是没有喜乐浇灌下来，喜乐好像没有。
It's not that joy is not
inside.
It's not that joy is not inside on us, but the joy cannot be kept, it's lost.
它不能够保留。
The joy cannot remain, it cannot be kept.
而一个持续顺服主的人，他的喜乐是满意的，是被保留的。
And a person who obeys the Lord continuously is something, a person that can cause the joy to be made.
第二个，让我们的喜乐可以满足。
And secondly, that the joy may be full.
很多时候喜乐不够满，不够。
The joy is just a little bit, it's not full enough.
对，我绝对相信在这个地方应该都是喜乐。
I believe that every single one of you experiences joy.
但是这两个都是我们的遗憾，就是一个留不住，第二个不够满。
But the tragedy that we have is one that they don't remain, and two, they're not full enough.
你看，主耶稣给了我们多好的恩典。
But the Lord has given us a wonderful command.
好好爱主，好好顺服他，还是告诉我们，这就是喜乐的秘诀。
Love Him and obey Him, that is the secret of your joy.
第二件事情，喜乐的程度直接跟感恩的程度成正比。
The capacity of joy has everything to do with the capacity of thankfulness. 我们的生活里面充满着感恩。And your life learn to be thankful.
我发现
，in all things you thank.
还有告诉我的事情。
And you discover the truth will begin to be seen.
没有很聪明，前面有个黑人跑去吃饭，给他说阿弟，我哭到我心会哭到我没有办法活下去。
And there's a very poor Jewish man went to see his rabbi. He said, My livelihood is so impoverished. I don't know how I'm going to go.
But I don't know how to go. 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 I don't know how
to go. I have a very, very small room. My entire family is squeezed inside that room. But we have no financial resources. And we're in veterans.
And I don't know how to get any of that.
And so the rabbi asked him, do you have any sheep?
I said, why are you trying to bring me here?
He said, what Jew doesn't have a sheep?
And then he told him the father, you just see it.
And he said, listen to me, you won't have to.
I'm going to look at one of the phones and listen to
you. Go herd your sheep into your dwelling, you won't have to. I'm
going to hand up the sheep for your father.
So all the Jews are very obedient to the rabbi.
They're not going to listen to you.
And so he went and herded up all his sheep into his house. He can go home and say, the rabbi says, yeah. And after a week, the rabbi said, oh, no,
it's a good sign. And he told him, you go to the young man, don't so good.
And he said, we're even more miserable. All the goats are with us. We're terrible right now. And so the rabbi said, do you have any chicken?
Yeah, I put the word chicken.
He said, yeah, I have not many, only 10 of them.
Okay,
go bring your chicken to you as well.
And after another
week, he met the rabbi said, how's it going?
And he said, I'd rather go to hell. And he
said, I'd rather go to hell. Okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. Go home and cast out all these lost stuff. And then he did that. He went back to the rabbi. He said, rabbi, they got what?
And I was so
happy. I'll stick them all out of the house.
That's all they got. And he said, all the smell
and everything, all gone. So then I said, how is that? All the people that left the house are my kids. These are examples of being joyful because of comparison, but we need to learn to be thankful before the Lord. And for what God has already given us, we need to be thankful. The holy joy has anything to do with us departing from
self-centeredness.
If every single day you're focusing on yourself, your own needs, your own feelings, you have no joy.
So this is the
problem. Give yourself a challenge. No matter who God will bring you to, ask that the Lord would bless this person because of your existence. Your health, your words of encouragement, or whatever you do. I trust that next week we'll come back and you'll get hold of me and say, brother, you, God bless you. Can you go home when you see mom and dad? You want to say, I want mom and dad to be happy because of me. Don't let your parents nag you all the day long and say, you got to study. You don't want them to nag you that way. They don't want to nag you that way. It's not only the relationship between parents and children, our relationship with everyone around us.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.